Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 12th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
The weekend just flies by. Flies so quickly.
That's and life. Jason Bishop.
Hey, how are you?
That's life, Cakes.
Yeah. Every time you wear that Steph Curry pullover, some reason I always think it's SportsCenter.
I know, it's got the logo, it looks like
the SportsCenter. Me too. I actually didn't even know that was Steph Curry.
No, it's Steph. It's old Steffy boy.
I thought you got that for like an ESPN magazine or something.
No.
I think Curry's probably the number one athlete on clothes nowadays. Besides maybe, you know, Jordan shoes, but my boy has a bunch of Steph Curry gear. That's the Under Armour Steph Curry gear. It's just what it is. If you're going to get basketball shorts, the odds are.
Yeah.
They're Steph Curry's.
It's popular stuff.
I hope he keeps selling it. Sell, sell, sell. I need that.
Buy, buy, buy.
Buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. All of the above.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm guessing Under Armour hasn't done well of late. I don't think anything's done well of late.
It's
right?
Just kind of floating between like 11 and 13 bucks a share. It's not that silly.
You don't check when it's going down. You don't check. You only check when it's silly.
I still haven't looked at anything.
Yeah, good. You're done last week. So you're good.
Yeah, don't bother.
Yeah, it was just stressed me out.
Don't let it stress you out.
No, we got back some on Friday, though.
I can't remember. I thought it was up a little bit, but I thought then it didn't start to tank towards the end of the day or
no? Yeah, but it was still up 3-something.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare.
Just look at the 10-year trend.
Yeah, I know.
10-year trend? Or 9-year. I think the 9-year is the really good
Dude,
one.
Dude, in about 10 years, you'll be able to start taking out of
that's right.
Your 401k.
59 and a half.
Yeah, it's getting close.
I'm pulling the pages off my calendar already.
Yeah, right.
As we speak.
That's like a bittersweet thing. Like, oh, wow, I can really start to tap into that. Oh, man, that means I'm butt old.
Right. It means I'm nearing retirement age.
That means
I'm
ready for the eternal silence.
Right.
It's the last bit you do before you die.
I'm going to tell
you. Cash in your 401k.
It's terrible.
I almost didn't make it here this morning. I have a rental car because somebody rear-ended me last week. First time I have to fill up the gas tank. I go to the gas station this morning. I couldn't find how to open up the gas. I'm looking at the whole panel.
What kind
panel.
Of car is it?
It's an Outback Forester.
Okay.
Subaru.
Yeah.
And I'm looking all around the steering wheel. I keep looking. I don't see anything.
At least you didn't wait till the last minute to get gas.
I thought about it last night.
You do that sometimes. You've never gotten gas in the morning?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stations aren't actually even open. They shut the
pumps
down.
This gas station's open. It's right by my house. I actually left a few minutes early. And then I'm staring right around the steering wheel. And I'm actually pressing buttons,
Google?
Which I knew.
You just go to your phone and Google.
No, then I went to the owner's manual.
Yeah.
And then I'm pouring through the owner's manual for like 2 minutes.
An owner's manual for a car?
Maybe this is common in other cars. I've never had a car where it's by your feet. Mm. So it was down by the door, like you had to open the door, and then you actually see it, and then you had to flick it
open. So that's like a button on the console near your lights?
Actually, on the Toyota, the old van we had, it was down by your feet on the left.
I had never seen it. Literally was there for about 5 minutes.
I'm not surprised. It was hard to find.
And then my car, the steering wheel was locked. Now, that was a situation, I don't know, sometimes
was
you
have
to press
in?
Down. The key was in, but there were two keys. Then I switched the key, and I'm like sitting there like this. I honestly thought I was just going to give up. It was like 5:20-something. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to just say I can't come into work today. And this rental car is going to be stuck at the gas station because I can't get it to go.
Right. Well, it would have been a good day for you then if you couldn't come in.
Wish it would have been.
I wish that happened to me. Although I went to bed early last night and felt silly.
God, I had to watch the Homeland premiere.
Don't tell me anything about it. gonna watch
first
it
episode.
I'm gonna watch.
What
it
is that on Showtime?
Yeah,
I know. Don't tell me.
I don't get
it.
Showtime. I'm not getting Showtime until they bring back Adam
Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts.
Family Business.
If they bring back Family Business, Seymour Butts, the inside look at the porn industry.
I think that
I'm
might
in.
Have been a one off. I think you're holding out.
Did you watch Homeland?
I did watch Homeland, yes.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
I'm sure I sleep
what is that, a 10 o'clock?
Premieres of Homeland.
9 o'clock.
That's 9 o'clock. Yeah.
I could watch a niner.
Yeah.
The 10 p.m.ers, though.
And then
the
episode 5 of my show, The Shy, was on afterwards. So I'm going to watch.
Yeah, I saw some ads for that.
Homeland
looked intriguing.
It's good. And the Homeland and Shy today on DVR, on Diver.
Are we going to continue with this warm trend? Jason, you're the weather guy.
Probably not. I mean,
I
maybe
like
for a few days.
A day or two, and then it gets cold again.
Is it supposed to be like 50 or 60 today?
Yes.
Yeah?
But it's supposed maybe to be 60 on Thursday.
65 on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe the whole week will be nice and warm.
Yeah, but it's going to be rain. There'll be some rain.
Today?
I don't know about today, but there's going to be rain during the week.
Definitely was on the driveway. E.B. Bird again.
Oh, really? Stroking him?
When it's just so nice. You know what I mean? You got to get outside. You can't just sit on the couch all day. It's miserable.
I'll tell you what. Thursday, if it's 65, your boy is going to be hitting the links.
What's Tiger Day? I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, that's right. I can't play Thursday.
I'm getting nervous.
It's Tiger
You'd
week.
Rather watch Tiger than play yourself?
When it's Tiger week. I can't make any plans for the entire week.
But you can probably make plans for the weekend.
Right.
But I think it's going to be tough for me.
We'll see.
The fairway's not nearly as generous. The rough's not nearly as generous.
Yeah.
If he sprays the ball off the tee like he did.
And then he's going to decide on Friday or Saturday if he's playing the following week at the Honda.
That's what they claim.
Yeah.
I don't think Tiger's agent gets as excited for him playing as you guys do.
It's the highlight of the sports day. If Tiger's playing, it trounces the Olympics.
Yeah, we going to watch bobsled or Tiger?
Right, it trounces.
I was
much
watching some
on.
Olympics yesterday. Man, there were some crazy things going on in the Olympics.
I haven't watched 1 second.
I've watched a little bit.
Losers?
Yeah, losers.
Those MFers are going 85 miles per hour.
Well, it's no joke.
85.
I know. I told you this reporter for the Washington Post, she went down and did like 4 runs.
Was she going that fast?
Complete novice. No, I think she was probably going about half that speed because she's a complete novice.
Yeah.
But it's still.
I don't even go 85 in my car.
But scary.
I'm not a little
sled. Think about that. Think about when you're going 85 in your car and you feel like, holy crap, I'm going fast.
Yeah, you feel like you're going to die.
Yeah, I mean, if I hit something, I'm dead.
Right, if you have a tire blowout.
They're going 85 on a piece of wood.
Right. No, I wouldn't do that.
Unbelievable.
Maybe I would do the bobsled. I feel like you have a little bit more control over the bobsled, and so it's silly, just because you have a little bit more protection.
Especially if you're not the one driving. You're just one of the donks along for the ride. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, the guys in the middle, do they do anything?
I think they lean their heads in.
Is that all they do?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The problem
there's
with these Olympics.
There's a brake man, there's a driver, and the other two donks that I think just.
The problem with these Olympics is that since it's over there, it's all pre-recorded. I mean, unless you don't check your phone or you don't check anything, you already know the results.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's no live programming.
Yeah, I thought
it was like all live. Isn't that what NBC's been hyping this whole time? The first live Olympics?
Maybe the prime time is.
Okay.
But the stuff during the day, I mean, you already know what's happened. I mean, yesterday I watched the USA hockey team. Girls, I already knew the result of that.
Right.
I haven't been following
checking results, Ricky.
So I wouldn't even know. I was watching the figure skating. I think I watched two donks. I watched the American guy that I guess is all upset with Pence. Aaron, whatever, he seemed like he did really well. And then I watched some Canadian donk, and then that was it. I was punched out.
I watched a little bit of biathlon.
Oh, he's talking about the figures, Adam Rippon?
Yeah. He seemed like he did really well.
I think he and the other girl won the bronze.
Oh, did they? I don't even know. I was watching. It seemed like he did pretty well. Then I watched another Canadian donk, and I said, that's it. I'm done.
I just don't understand or have an appreciation for most of the sports that I'm seeing. Because Drab and I were talking about it before the show. A cross-country skier from Norway got involved in a pileup with 4 other donks.
My wife told me about
this. He snapped his pole.
Yeah.
It looked like a pileup on the beltway.
Right.
He gets up. Some donk runs him a new pole out to the course. I don't know you're allowed to do that. So he grabs his new pole, catches up to everybody. And then basically laps the field and wins by like 20 seconds. How does that
how
happen?
How long did don't he go it. With one? Because my wife described it as he went for a while with one pole.
I don't know how long it was.
Yeah.
It's a phony sport. If you can do that, then it's not a real sport.
I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, but anytime you lap the field, though, that's silly. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah, but you know how hard that is physically to do?
Yeah, and there's no chance you could do it.
That sport is ridiculous.
Of course it is. I know it's physically taxing.
Yeah.
But it's still a hard sport.
Every once in a while, you see some
boring.
You see some donks in Kensington off Beach Drive. They're doing their fake, like, roller cross-country skiing, or I don't know what they're doing.
Nordic walking.
You know what that does? That takes you off the hook for rollerblading. If they're doing Nordic blading.
Whatever it is.
It's called Nordic walking.
But I think they have, like, skis that have wheels or something. It's not like rollerblades. They're like skis of some sort.
Yeah. They have a machine at Lifetime Fitness where you can do that. They have the wires. I never know if you're supposed to crisscross them or you're supposed to just pull them straight.
Yeah, I don't like those things. I don't like the rowing machine.
Wish
it seems like
find
a big waste of time.
The clip of the Brett going skiing with me. I can't find it.
Kind of skiing that you would enjoy.
So there's a lot of people who say that they're bummed out by this coverage because there's no Bob Costas. I guess this
is
Tirico. It's Tirico.
People miss Costas.
I've seen numerous articles written about it.
You know who's doing the women's game against Finland was the guy. What's the guy's name who does the caps?
Oh, John Walton.
John Walton.
Yeah, he's over there calling it.
John
Walton
was doing the game.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw Dave Johnson was calling the caps game because Walton was doing the Olympics.
Right. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish I could get into it. I was watching Iron Construction or whatever it is, some car show in Velocity. My family started yelling at me to at least put the Olympics, give them a try.
Yeah.
So that's when we watched a couple figure skaters, and then everyone punched out.
Mm-hmm.
You're becoming like a full-on gearhead TV-wise.
No, I just like it. For some reason, I'm fascinated by it. These hillbillies take these motors out and put them back together. Put these cars. They build these cars from scratch. It's unbelievable what they come up with.
And it's their skill.
Meanwhile, I couldn't figure out how to open the gas tank.
Neither could I. I couldn't figure out where to put the windshield wiper fluid last week.
We couldn't be more helpless.
Yeah.
Would you have found it? It would have been tough. If it's by your feet.
No,
I wouldn't expect it to be. My feet might even been covered.
I pray every time I get in my car. I pray that I won't pop a tire.
That it works. Well, if you pop a tire,
I can change
just call
the tire.
AAA.
That's not a problem.
I know. Of course, I'm going to
never change a tire.
There's no chance I could change it.
I probably could, but that
you could.
I've seen those things fall down.
It would take weeks.
You
for
wouldn't
me to
be crazy about it, but you could do
so
it.
So every time I get in that car and I get on 66,
you pray.
I pray that I just don't pop a tire.
Speaking of that,
really?
I was on the G-Dub Parkway and hit a big, massive pothole. I was just waiting to see the display say, oh, your tire's flat, stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you hit a big, huge pothole, I am worried about my tire blowing.
Well,
but
two cars ago, when I had those little super thin tire, whatever they call those things.
Racing tires.
Well, those things were a disaster. Right. I popped like four tires. Every time I hit the slightest little hole, I would get a flat tire. I told my man, Mike Walker, I said, just give me some fat, regular tires.
Some fatties, like run flats. Even if it hits a nail, it'll still keep going.
Although, I think on the way to Grant's wedding, I took some sort of unpaved road.
A lot of us did.
Right. With the navigation said, I was like, this looks like where the golf cart goes.
Yeah, that wasn't a legit road at all.
It
that
wasn't
was not
paved.
A real road. That we actually went home a different way.
Where was it?
Potholes.
Where was it?
Raspberry Falls.
It wasn't in the clubhouse. It was like a mansion there. They call it the plane or something.
It's about a mile and a half
before you get to the clubhouse.
That'd be really nice. You know, congratulations to Grant and his beautiful bride, Allison. Really nice ceremony. Oh, actually, I didn't open there for the ceremony, but very nice reception.
Nor was I.
You heard it was a good ceremony.
Yes. I heard it was beautiful.
Heard good things.
I didn't get there
Case
was a lot
money
of
there.
There was a lot. I know he did. There was a lot of bits there going on, like guys wearing jerseys, and when they did the introductions, they were doing bits. I didn't really quite get it, and I knew it had to have been a bit because some of the appetizers were really nice. There were like oysters and shrimp,
sure.
And then they were walking around passing pizza bagels.
Well, and the guy that was walking around passing out the pizza bagels was not dressed up in the regular attire. He was wearing the good old tuxedo t-shirt instead of the regular catering outfit.
So that was supposed to indicate that it was a bit.
Right, because Grant doesn't eat anything. He has the
he has the
palate of a 3-year-old.
Right.
They're serving, plain pizza bagels.
Right. So I passed
during
on
the cocktail
those.
Hour.
Passed on those.
I had one. It was kind of silly.
What's he eat? Chicken wings every night?
Pretty much.
The unpaved road to get there?
Yeah, but not on the way back.
Gotcha.
Avoided on the way. Went through the neighborhood.
Had
I'm not
a great
driving that
time,
hoop to you again.
And I'm sure we'll talk about it more later. But personally, I've had my fill of Leesburg at this point for 2018 because we did 106.7 The Fan live there.
Yeah.
And then just this past weekend, drove back out to Leesburg. Because Leesburg,
it's a beautiful
for those
thing.
Who don't know, it's a beautiful spot. It's far.
But far.
It's a long way from where I live.
There's no reason to ever go back.
Yeah, I'm good for no more Junks appearances in Leesburg for 2018 at least. I'm all tapped out.
How long did it take you to get there?
Well, over an hour.
Yeah.
An hour and 5 minutes.
And then no traffic.
Driving back in the fog.
Oh, it was butt foggy.
Took an hour and 15 minutes.
Couldn't see anything.
Butt foggy.
Butt foggy.
I mean, it couldn't have been foggier.
It took until we got to the beltway, I think, before we could see.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I drove on the toll road in complete and utter fog.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what lane I was in.
Hmm. All right, phone number as always. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Line is 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message, data charges may apply. Coming up next, we open up the Junkies Sports page right here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. I will say the first Sunday without the NFL. I know that before the Super Bowl, technically it's a Sunday without
NFL. Were you depressed?
Well,
you in a funk?
There's definitely something lacking if you're home and you're looking for sports. I'm not somebody that's going to watch Pebble
Beach. You're not going to watch Pebble.
I did watch some of the Celtics-Cavs game, but that was a complete blowout.
Yeah, but that was something to look forward to.
They look pretty good.
Hey, it's all about college hoops and golf now, buddy.
Oh.
And then the Olympics for the next couple weeks.
Getting ready for the Nats. Nats are basically right around the corner.
Yeah, that'll be here soon.
You know, last week I said it was like 15 days away or something. I think it's in the single digits. It's like 5 or 6 days away, I think, or less.
I think it's Friday.
Or pitchers and catchers reporting.
Isn't it Friday when they report?
Sure, if you say so. I know it's a lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah, man.
So we're getting ready, man.
February is basically over. It's basically spring break.
But you're right. There are other sports to watch, and we'll open up the Junkie Sports page and get into it. I know that you guaranteed Virginia wouldn't lose to Virginia Tech.
I couldn't believe it.
You better apologize.
Well, did you watch the game?
No, I did not.
Put it this way. Virginia Tech scored 16 points in the second half and won the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, they started out hot, though, right? Didn't they hit a bunch of threes
they hit
early?
Everything. They hit everything.
I thought Virginia didn't have offensive issues this year.
Their best three shooters... Jerome, Guy, and Hall went 9 for 34 from threes. They took 38 threes. I didn't understand what they were doing.
It's the classic issue with Virginia, and we've said it for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. They play close games like this, you're vulnerable. And that's why I think they haven't really advanced in the tournament.
Yeah.
But they usually don't take
38 threes in a game. I mean, defensively, they were fine, especially in the second half. And I thought once they got to overtime, they would just roll tech. But UVA was ice cold from beyond the arc.
They're still considered the number one overall seed. I saw now in college basketball, they're releasing a top 16, projecting what the tournament will look like, and UVA's won.
Yeah.
So they're still fine. Look, they'd won 16, 17 in a row.
I get it. They're fine. But when you go on the air and you go, I guarantee they don't lose to Virginia Tech at home. Pie in the face.
Yeah, well... I'm telling you, they're vulnerable.
But that
they're
was
vulnerable
the worst.
Every round.
That's the worst they've looked offensively
they
all year.
They can beat anybody. They can lose to anybody.
I mean, they're up four with, 30 seconds to play. Yeah, up four. Lose the game. What are you going to do? How much of Pebble did you watch, Bick?
I didn't actually watch that much. I was running around a lot.
This will be, Valdez, you can probably chime in. I'm sure you watched, but this will be the biggest upset on tour this year.
With Potter?
Because think about this. So Ted Potter Jr., JP, is ranked 250th in the world.
Never heard of him.
Correct. 250th.
I have pictures of him.
Nor should you have heard of him.
This guy comes out of high school and goes pro. Right.
Roundest
away.
Face you've ever seen.
Very round
I was looking
face.
At the leaderboard like, who,
that's
who
code,
is this
That's
dog?
Code for fat. Chubby. So he comes out of high school, turns pro at like 19, and plays on all these Hurt D mini tours, right? Finally gets to the Nationwide Tour, misses every single cut on the Nationwide Tour.
Right.
22 straight cuts he missed.
Team Nubs.
Team Nubs. I don't know what he did for money. I think he was a cart boy somewhere.
Right. He did what Valdez does.
I think he was a starter. Right?
He worked at Bellhaven.
Rummaging through all the leftovers, then like clubs and
pullovers. He finally gets his tour card in 2011, and he wins an event in 2012 at the Greenbrier out in West Virginia.
Okay.
All right. So, he wins $1 million there. Then he breaks his ankle. All right. So, in 2014, he breaks his ankle. He can't even play golf for 3 years.
Just have to say,
he definitely played here in D.C. because I have shots of him 1 year.
I have no idea what he was doing for cash. So, and then finally starts playing again in 17, and then he's playing against the number one player in the world yesterday, in Dustin Johnson.
Yeah,
and works him and wins the Pebble
Beach.
And
what was that payday for him? Probably
1.3. So he's got $4 million in career earnings. All right,
pretty sick.
And think about the field he was up against with Mickelson and DJ and Day. Those guys wave to the crowd and get $4 million.
Right,
and he wins. That's the biggest upset on tour this year.
So Phil Mickelson played well.
He played awesome. He played great.
DJ kind of got whored, too, because his father-in-law withdrew because he had a hurt back.
Yeah, Wayne.
So they were playing, this is very geeky, but they were playing a threesome behind four foursomes that included slow-playing Jason Day.
They waited on every shot.
And in those foursomes, two amateurs were playing, too.
Right.
And DJ likes to play fast.
Course.
So he was sitting there waiting on every single tee.
Potter, right? This is from when he was at the AT&T in 2015.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that chubby.
So
there.
Maybe he broke his ankle in 15 or whatever. So he went like 2.5 years without playing. So that's why I said last week that I can't believe any of the tour players play in this event because amateurs are playing on every hole. So you basically have sixums on every hole.
Bunch of hackers.
I mean, not all of them are hackers, right. But I mean, a lot of them are. It's just slow.
I did see highlights.
I don't know how Alex Smith played.
I did see highlights and saw Bill Murray doing a bit handicap where he was putting, not looking.
Yeah, he's blind man. By the way, he looks like he's going to die any day now.
Did you see something like mental or just physically looked awful?
You should see him walk.
Oh, yeah.
He can't walk. He's like, his knees look like they're banging each other when he's walking.
Well, he's old.
I know, but
does he need like a knee replacement or something?
Well, he looks like he slammed into the wall. Right. Like, I didn't think he was.
Because we're getting old, I say he's not that old at 67. He's 87.
He walks like he's 87.
Yeah. But walk a golf course? You don't walk a golf course.
That's just because I'd rather do a billion other things. I could walk a golf course, but I'm 20 years younger than him.
You can walk a golf course when you have someone carrying your bag.
I can walk.
I don't think we could walk Raspberry Falls Golf Course.
On my back?
Because when I actually went to the wedding the other day, I drove past the initial turn and went all the way to the clubhouse. I was like, this isn't right, and had to turn back.
Of course
back.
I had walked a golf course. That not an all invalid. Over the I just choose not to walk a golf course at this point in my life. If I play golf, I damn sure better have a cart ferrying me around. Are you kidding?
I'm with the cakes.
Why would I walk a golf course?
It's
not as easy as you think.
Oh, please.
Walk a golf course for 4 straight days. And play it. Play the course, too. Don't just walk. Play.
Pretty hard. I mean, come on.
I want you to do it. I want you to play.
No, because that would force me to play golf 4 straight days, and I would rather drive off a cliff.
I want you to play a golf course, a hilly golf course.
Yeah.
All right. You can have someone carry your bag.
I have to carry my bag.
And walk it. No, you don't have to carry it. Tour players don't carry their bags.
Do I have to care about my shots? Can I just hit a shot in the woods?
You got to go walk to the woods and get it.
I'm just saying, play the course for 4 straight days and walk it. Okay, and then tell me how you feel about it.
I played
the
golf. You know, guys know this. I go to Chicago every year for my golf trip. And by third day, all my toes are blistered like the size of balloons.
It's actually 5 straight days because he played the practice round, too.
That's true. Five. I just want kicks to do it. All right, what were you going to say?
Oh, I bring up Phil Mickelson, and he didn't win, but he was competitive because
he was great.
Cakes is an ageist and always says, and look, I don't know what's going to happen with Tiger Woods, but I've always been on the side that he could still compete for another 10 to 15 years.
I don't say that those guys
and
can't
Phil
compete.
Phil is our age or older.
He's 47.
Right. He'll be 48, but soon.
It's not that they can't compete. They can compete. They generally don't win tournaments.
But
once they reach a certain age,
that's going to change.
Mickelson's a freak, though.
I know, but my point is Tiger could, if he gets everything right, compete
well, if he's
for
healthy,
another 10
but he's,
years.
He's got issues that Mickelson doesn't have. I mean, he can bench press more than Mickelson.
If you guys want to take the field on all the old donks, I'll take the 30 and below every week, and I'll clean your clocks. I'll take your money. If you want to do
he's
it every
not
week.
Saying an older guy's going to win every week, though. He's saying that they can here and there, they can win.
Yeah, it's an anomaly.
I think it'll be more. It's going to be a little bit more common as we get older.
Guys in their 40s can win. I mean, Paul Casey's 40. Of course he can win a tournament.
Tom Watson almost won at 61 a major.
But he didn't.
He missed a putt.
Yeah, but the damage is not what prevented
him
from winning.
But you'll never see that again.
He missed a putt. Well, he should have won it.
He hit the 8-iron over the green.
Did you guys see? I'm sure you guys saw Faldo had the hole-in-one at Nance's house. Did you guys see that? That was viral.
I mean, I didn't click on it.
I heard them talking about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, you can see the video. I mean, he's got it on his Instagram.
Nance's house is absurd.
I'm sure it is.
I just want to go out there. I don't even have to play the court. I just want to go out there to
Carmel Beach. By the way, I saw the whitest commercial that you'll ever see in the history of television over the weekend. It's the Phil Mickelson commercial for the Greenbrier.
Right.
That is the whitest
falconry.
Whitest commercial that you'll ever see in your life.
I'm sure he loves falconry.
Yeah.
What is falconry?
It's where you put a big leather glove and you got to play with Matt Ryan, and then it flies off, and then it comes and lands back on your glove.
All right. But Greenbrier paid him to, you know, build a house there. And he's telling everyone how good falconry is.
I get why he's doing it. I understand, because I would do the same thing. If they gave me a silly house and all I had to do was a few commercials for it, of course I would do the same thing.
I'm loving it.
Struck me.
I'm loving golf's getting a good run this morning.
MMA talk. Really talked about Tiger.
Do we have any UFC talk to counterbalance?
Had a pay-per-view. Yoel Romero knocked out Luke Rockhold, but didn't get the title because he missed weight.
I was kind of kidding. I don't know any of those people you just talked
about.
There
you go.
I saw a picture of the dude on the... You know, it was like on ESPN or something.
Right.
Didn't click on it.
Right.
He's a monster.
Saw the headline. Saw a guy running around in his underwear. Right. Looked like
a
big monster.
30% or 40% of his pay because he didn't make weight.
Ooh, that hurts.
No, but you still have the match. You know, but you talk about how we're getting older and other people, that doesn't seem so old.
Yeah.
If you see, I started following Nick Faldo this weekend. I'm surprised I didn't follow him before. And he's posting like a lot of like golf workouts or whatever.
Right.
He's 60 years old. He looks silly for 60.
Yeah, we saw him two summers ago or last?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Should see him in like shorts and a t-shirt,
sure,
like in the
great.
Gym.
Yeah, he's ripped.
He's like doing, you know, these stair climbers and all that. And
he works out a lot.
He's fit.
He's a big dude, too. He's 6'3", all 6'3".
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wide shoulders. I mean, he's always been a big dude.
He looks silly. If you look like Nick Faldo at 60,
you're doing jelly. You got a little bit of man crush.
Well, he looks really good. It made me feel good.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a week after my birthday, when I feel like I'm dying.
Right.
He looks pretty good.
Well, Ted Potter doesn't look like that, but he was good enough to win a tournament.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah. Good for him.
He's got a big fat check to lug around.
And by the way,
too.
Valdez, I mean, the cup must have looked like sinkholes on Saturday because he shot 62 and everything went in.
Well, you know, they didn't show a single shot of it on CBS. He was on 59 watch. He shot a 30, then all he had to do was go one under through the last three holes to shoot 59.
Yeah, but no.
And CBS didn't shoot, show one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame.
Valdez texted me. He's like, I can't. This is why CBS coverage of Pebble Beach sucks so bad, because they're showing Bill Murray, not Ted Potter.
Yeah. I could do without all the celebrity stuff.
I said, if you have DirecTV, you got all those bonus channels. They got featured groups. They'll show everything.
I basically boycott it because of the celebrities.
I mean, I really need to see the Carlton dance?
DirecTV. Oh. He's got pirate TV.
I know.
That guy does every workaround known to man.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, if you had DirecTV, you don't have to watch Bill Murray all day.
Right.
You can watch whatever you want, pretty much.
Such curmudgeons.
There's five extra channels you can watch.
I never really do that. Is that every tournament? I know they do that like with Augusta.
They do it on the big ones. I'm not sure if it's every tournament, but they did it this week.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to use my golf app this week.
Something that JP likes to talk about, the NBA. The Cavs beat the tar out of Boston yesterday.
I don't know what to make of that, but that was good.
Boston's struggling. If you actually look at what they've done their last 30 or 40 games, they're like a 500-ish team.
Well,
they had an incredible start. Remember
they're
the
no
start
longer,
of the season?
They're no longer the one seed in the East because
Toronto
won yesterday.
I mean, they're still 40-18, so they're still 22 games above 500, but I'm telling you, the bulk of it was at the early part of the season.
Well, they started out like 17-2 or something.
Yes,
crazy.
They did. They did. So they're 40-18.
And this past week,
and they allowed 98 points a game, but the Cavs rolled up 121 on them.
And this past week, the Boston Celtics got smashed by the Raptors.
Yep.
Who now are the one seed. They easily could have lost to the Wizards. Of course, Kyrie Irving got fouled at the end of the game, and then they win in overtime.
Phantom foul.
And then they get smashed by the Cavs.
Yep.
So they're not beating the top teams in the East. They have a problem scoring. But the Cavs, if you watch the game, with their new guys, they all look good. They all contributed. They all were in double figures except for maybe Larry Nance Jr., but even he had a nice dunk.
He still played 21 minutes.
And the Cavs looked like they were having fun. That was the big thing.
I know.
Previously, they looked miserable. They didn't get along. They got rid of Isaiah Thomas, got rid of Derrick Rose, moved a couple other players, And all these young guys are excited to play with LeBron.
And by the way, Hood and Clarkson are instant offense when they come off the bench.
They're such an upgrade over the donks they had there before.
And they started Hill, and you know he's a veteran, and he can play some defense, and he knows his role, doesn't need to shoot 20 times a game. Brought the other guys off the bench, and they rolled Boston.
That Whitey, that young Whitey that the Cavs have, is it CeeDee Osman?
Yes.
Yeah. He's not bad.
No, he's pretty
good.
Did
you see him miss the dunk?
I didn't see him miss the dunk.
He missed the breakaway dunk. What's funny is the play before that was, I think it was an alley-oop to Thompson.
Right.
Or, you know, there was another dunk by a brother.
Right.
And then they get a steal, and the Osman kid, breakaway, missed the dunk.
Yeah, I missed that one.
One-on-one with the basket, and the basket won.
He was getting joned on.
But the Wizards won against the Bulls on Saturday night.
Yeah, but the night before, I think the Bulls beat the friggin' T-Wolves. Just completely hosed us.
That bet is done.
I know, but I'm still, I like to grass.
Until it says 22
I still
in
grass.
The win column.
I know it's a loser, but I like to grass.
How much do we all owe? Do I owe $100 on that?
You're going to.
I owe 50. Jesus.
I've already paid Valdez.
I owe 50? It's going to be 50, right?
Yeah, you chopped yours. You're soft.
But the Wizards got a nice win, except Satoranski got taken down by Bobby Portis, who's the guy who punched Mirotić in the face. With a pretty violent foul.
What's up
and
with Satoranski having 25 in
Sato is blowing up.
Jeez.
I give A-Watt some credit. He was hyping him up. I was like, he's garbage. He's trash. Look what he's doing.
Any news on Derrick Rose? I saw that they might be interested in. Is that going to happen?
I think that's cool.
That's Dunsky.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. The Wizards' interest in him.
Everyone was trashing it. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have him on the bench? Who cares? I take him as a bench player.
Cav didn't want him on the bench anymore.
Okay, I mean, whatever. They were having serious chemistry problems.
Why would you take away minutes from Sato to play an old, banged-up Derrick Rose?
Well, if he's better.
He's not better than Sato right now. No way. No one wants him.
I didn't hate it as much as the
internet agree with
did.
You. I'd much rather have Sato than Derrick Rose.
Last week I read details.
But unless if you're that desperate where you need Derrick Rose.
Right. I mean, last week I read details about his Adidas deal.
Yeah, I saw them too.
He had two of his buddies being paid six figures.
Well, I think like his brother, it might be his brother, is a consultant getting paid like $350K a year by Adidas. I'm sure he's consulting on anything. And this year, Derrick Rose is banking $11 million alone from Adidas. Guaranteed. What a deal he signed.
Cakes, what did all nine road teams in the NHL do yesterday?
Well, I know that Detroit came in and beat the Caps in overtime, so they must have won.
All nine roadies.
They all won?
Hockey Boy went 1-5. He picked six games. The only road team he had, the only winner was Boston.
Bloom is off that road. Hockey Boy.
Every other team he picked was a home team. Losers. All road teams.
Hopefully
9-0.
You didn't go in heavy.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Nothing.
Right.
I can't do that. That's crazy.
All right, phone number, you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, you mentioned that Satoranski got fouled and he was bloodied by Bobby Portis.
Mm-hmm.
I was unaware because I didn't follow through and check into it. I guess Tim Frazier broke his nose.
Yeah,
I saw he fell down, like he maybe twisted his ankle, and then he did leave the game because his head smashed either into the floor or a knee or something like that. I didn't realize that he fractured his nose.
Had no idea.
So is he going to be doing the old face bit where they give you that, like,
mask, the Rip Hamilton mask?
Yeah. I would guess.
Maybe.
Probably to protect his nose going forward.
Doesn't really matter. I don't think that's a debilitating injury. He'll be fine.
They only have one more game before the All-Star break.
He didn't play that much anyway.
Well, he's playing more now that John Wall's been out. When John Wall returns, he'll play not at all.
Right.
Oh, when is the All-Star break? That means my DFS sweats.
This weekend.
Just come to a screeching halt.
Are you gonna miss that?
Of course I'm going to miss it. I do it every day.
Right. President's
Day
weekend.
Do you miss things you do every day?
That's probably unheard of for Cakes. So Matt Broderick's, who's a longtime listener of the
show. I know him, yes.
Apparently does a FanDuel league with Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays and Fridays, I believe. It's an NBA league.
It's not just
league.
Me. It's like 8 or 10 people, however many. Yeah.
And so he sent me an invite, and I entered the league.
Right.
But I actually didn't do it. My son did.
Okay.
That was Friday. I have no idea. We never even followed up to see who won or something. Like, that's probably unheard of for you.
What do you mean? You didn't check your results?
No.
Well, he probably has an good indication he didn't do well.
No.
You have no idea how any of your guys did?
I mean, it's eight people. There's a good chance we won, but what is it? $5?
Yeah, I mean, it's nublets. It's like $2 to enter. It's not a lot of money.
Hmm.
Played for fun more than anything.
Did you win the Friday League?
I don't know. Probably not. But I check it every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
I definitely don't check it.
Like clockwork.
I mean, what's it going to do? Win $20?
$20 is silly. I get Seiss to win money.
Of course you do.
Yeah, but it'll just stay on the FanDuel account.
Right.
Like, as long as that FanDuel account's in the positive and it has about $45.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So play it occasionally. I don't play, you know, 15, 20 leagues per night like Cakes
no,
does.
No, I don't do that many.
Let me ask you a question.
I have bankroll management over
here. How many
here.
Do you do per night?
Hmm.
3 to 5?
Over different platforms, I probably do 3 to 7 per night lineups.
An average of 5.
Not bad.
Average of 5.
Nothing crazy.
Well,
no
that's,
high
that's
buy-ins.
Nothing compared to the wagers that I put in each day.
Well, Tom Daly used to do 100 fantasy lineups every weekend.
Yeah, for like a dime and a quarter a piece.
Right.
Still, he's literally nickel and
diming
them.
The sheer volume. Yeah. The time just to enter that in.
It's
and
a
all
hobby.
The permutations.
It's a hobby.
On a Saturday in college hoops when there's 150 games, I'll probably make 25 bets. And that's not including golf wagers.
Right.
Maybe some hockey.
Throw some hockey in there.
Put some NBA moneyline parlays. Yeah, it's a fiasco.
JP,
full-fledged fiasco.
Do you still consider yourself a Colts fan? I'm curious.
Yeah.
So are you all about Frank Reich?
Not as excited as I would have been
for
Josh McDaniels.
Really? I think Frank Reich's legit.
I think he's fine. Oh, yeah.
Plus, he's a Terp.
Solid pro. He's a
he's
Terp.
He's fine. But I was really impressed. I mentioned this after the Super Bowl that I was excited because, to me, the Patriots receivers were wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But I read that Peyton Manning a few years ago really praised Frank Reich for his preparation. He puts in the hours.
I mean, he's
hard.
A pro's pro.
I mean, I he's think most coaches do. Most of them don't have lives.
Right.
So we'll see.
I think
it's
he'll
all
be fine.
About Andrew Luck's shoulder.
It might be a blessing in disguise.
Could be.
You know? Might end up getting the better coach.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be fine.
Doesn't matter if Andrew Luck can't throw the ball.
Well,
that's going to be an
that's
issue.
A good point.
Peterson wasn't right. The first choice in Philly, and he's a Super Bowl winner.
That's a good point.
I can't remember who the first choice was. It's escaping me. I heard it over the weekend.
How about what Lane Johnson said about the Pats and their culture over the weekend?
Scare culture?
There might be some truth to that.
Fear-based.
Yeah. He said nobody has any fun over there.
Well, they win. Fear-based
He said,
works.
Yeah, they win.
Fear-based works. Ask Bobby Knight in Indiana for years
right.
And years.
Yeah, they definitely win. Well, they didn't win this year. But that was just interesting. I don't think he's just pulling that out of the air. He knows players over there. He talks to people.
But who else was in the running? Who else were the finalists for the Colts job? It seemed like Reich
Leslie
was like
Leslie Frazier was the Rooney Rule.
Yeah.
Now, he's the means defense coordinator.
Well, didn't they already
coach.
Have was a Rooney Rule interview before?
Probably.
Was it so McAdoo in the mix, too?
No, not for the head coach.
I think that's for OC.
That's who was in the mix for the Eagles job that didn't get it, and Peterson got it. It was McAdoo. Mm.
The other head coach candidate was Dan Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Campbell.
Campbell
did he coach here with the Redskins at one point? I feel like he might have been an assistant here.
He might have.
But maybe not. He definitely was he in Dallas before?
He was in Miami.
Was he the interim in Miami for a while?
Yeah, he was the tight ends coach. And then who was the guy who got fired? The older dude.
In Miami?
Yeah.
Sperano?
No. The other one.
Oh, Philbin.
Philbin. And then he took over.
Philbin, the worst. I mean, just the absolute worst. So uninspiring.
No, Dan Campbell was not in Washington.
Was he in Dallas, though? I think he was in Dallas. Or am I just getting
well,
this completely
as player,
wrong?
As a player,
yeah.
He was.
Okay.
As a coach, he was in Miami for a bunch of years, and then he was with the Saints.
Well, no NFL Sunday, so you are getting a little news in the NFL. I know we're going to play some of the Alex Smith audio. Alex Smith finally did an interview, I guess, Thursday or Friday. But
what,
you're a month away from free agency.
From Pebble? Was he talking at Pebble?
I think it was from Pebble.
That's where he was.
I saw him
is
working
he a great
out.
Golfer? I'm guessing
he's
he
eight,
is.
He's an 8 handicap. That's yeah, strong.
Is this? Are you referring to the video where he was working out with the guy? There's like a 30-minute video.
I was driving around yesterday, and I actually heard the interview on Hoffman and Hawksworth.
Right.
Right here
but
on the station.
That was different, I think. Because did you guys see Drabby? I don't know if you saw this. It was maybe early last or the middle to late last week. He was, I think he was there for the golf tournament or whatever, and he was working out. He was in a gym. It was like a 30-minute video.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Silly.
I watched some of it. I'm so ADD, I didn't have the attention span for it. Did they talk about the Redskins in that, or is that mostly just workout stuff?
No, that was just workout stuff.
Right. Are you pumped, though, for free agency? Is there anybody out there that would get you fired up for the Redskins to snag? Jarvis Landry?
Not really.
They go out and get a wide receiver?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't looked at it enough to be, you know, I'm not sophisticated.
You haven't broken down position by position.
If you could get Jarvis Landry, that'd be a good get.
Sure. I just haven't looked at it. I haven't thought much about it. I guess I'll get a little bit geeked up for the draft, as I always do, and all those rookies will disappoint me. But very little impact, you know. Who are the top guys? Jarvis Landry, the top guy? Like, who are the top free agents?
Wide receiver?
At every position. Who are the top free agents that everyone's going
after?
Malcolm
Butler's a free agent at corner. Allen Robinson's a pretty high-profile free agent at wide receiver.
Well, if you want a running back, Isaiah Crowell may be available.
Deion Lewis.
Isaiah Crowell, yuck.
Well, you know who else is Isaiah Crowell better than Rob Kelly?
Yes.
Is he better than Samaje Perine?
Slightly.
How about LeGarrette Blount?
You know who I like better? A guy named Deion Lewis, who's a free agent. I like him a lot better.
What position do you want to look at?
Any position. Well, I mean, give me a running back.
All right, let's go to running back. I don't think there are many great running backs. Deion Lewis, maybe. I'll give you some.
McKinnon.
I'll give you some names. You tell me if you're interested. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. We already gave you Crowell. Interested in him?
No.
All right. Le'Veon Bell's not going anywhere. Darren Sproles.
I don't think he's
100.
Eddie Lacy.
Oh, no.
Shane Vereen. Frank Gore. These are all unrestricted free agents. Rex Burkhead.
Rex Burkhead is a little bit intriguing. I'm going to give him a ding.
Jamal Charles.
No.
I mean, gets hurt every year.
Too banged up.
Terrence West.
Got a soft spot because he went to Towson, but not really that interested.
You can bring back Alf. Deion Lewis. LeGarrette Blount.
Both those guys are an upgrade over what they
Jeremy had. Hill. Carlos Hyde's an unrestricted free agent.
Carlos Hyde intrigues me.
Yeah, he gets hurt a lot, though.
He is injury prone.
But again, he's better than what you have.
Everybody's better than what they have.
So the running back position is not very strong in terms of free agency. So if you want to go out and get one in the draft or get two in the draft, that's probably the move.
Well, I think if they could get a running back, a vet who's an upgrade would be the move, and also at wide receiver. So you don't have Doxson as your one. So if Jarvis Landry is able to come to Washington, that would be an upgrade.
Now, I think the Ravens are sniffing around Jarvis Landry. Heard his name connected to them.
Now, in terms of receivers, you got guys like Mike Wallace, Sammy Watkins, Dontrell Inman, Kamar Aiken.
I think Sammy Watkins is, it's a really good player.
Yeah, but he's a super boom or bust guy. Like, he's either going to go out and catch 8 balls for 190 and 2 touchdowns, or he'll catch 1 for 13, and he'll disappear.
Isn't he, as always, coming off an injury?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
He's a proven wide receiver. He's 24 years old.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a top five pick in the draft?
Well, in college, he was ridiculous.
There are millions of guys who are top five picks in the draft that don't pan out.
No, he's a legit talent. He's shown he just can't stay healthy.
He's not a project like Terrell Pryor.
No.
You know what my point is?
No.
If you have Sammy Watkins, there's your number one. That's your number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
On the Redskins, yes.
And now there's less pressure on Josh Doxson. Crowder stays in his slot at the three. And now you have a pretty good receiving core.
He actually started 14 games last year.
Yeah. How many grabs? Don't tell me.
All right.
He started 14 games.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's so sporadic. There's no chance he had more than 50 catches. I'm going to put him at 37
catches.
You're
pretty close. He had 39 on 70 targets, but he did have 8 touchdowns. He did find the end zone.
That's
8
a little intriguing.
Man, I don't want to put too much stock in that, but that's something.
But again, he's only 24.
He's only 24.
Yeah.
How much is he going to get on the open market?
I don't know. He didn't have a huge year, so I don't know. He made 4.9 this past year.
You know, what's the word on him? I mean, are the Rams going to let him go?
I don't know.
And does he fit the offense? Does he catch checkdowns from Alex Smith and take them 70 yards? No. He's more of a guy that goes over
the
top.
You've actually intrigued me. 24 is 24 is getting to me. That's, you know what I'm saying, Kay?
Sure.
You like the potential.
24.
Yeah, well, but he's 24 and he's already been on 2 teams, about to be on his 3rd.
Now, Jarvis Landry has probably double the catches every season.
I'd rather have Landry.
Oh, yeah, because Landry's going to be there every week, and he's going to give me 8 or 9 catches every week. Maybe 12.
I'd much rather have him.
Phone number is 800-636-1067.
Anybody I want.
Coming up next, we will hear from Alex Smith.
We're going to play some of the audio.
Some Alex Smith tell you if it gets you fired up as a Redskins fan. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.